So let's close our eyes. Focus inward. As you close your eyes, you shut out the world around you. You have a world in you. There's an inner world that says, I want to see what's inside of me manifest outside. There are some components that are there, some aspects of my life that are there. However, it's not really fulfilling to the point of really surrendering to the divine and saying, I see the miracle in every relationship I have. I see the miracle in my finances, the way I look at my finances, the way I look at my health, the way I look at my well-being, the way I use my time, my money, my energy, the way I'm perceiving or pursuing my spiritual path, the way I surrender to the divine or don't surrender to the divine. So whatever is inside of each and every one of us has to be transmuted, meaning transformed at a very subtle level, so that whatever we've thought in the past, in this lifetime, in other lifetimes, it gets dissolved and infused at the same time with the highest potential of this moment. And this moment, you may not see anything. May just be a blank space for some of us. Great. Stay with that. As long as you can, don't force it. Just be with it. For those, it might be, oh my God, why am I thinking this thought? I can't stop my thoughts. Oh, I like that thought. So there will be all kinds of experiences of our inner world. And Ganesha is going to appear to you as a reddish-orangish light or an energy just welling up, starting from the base of the spine. So you're just in the base of your spine now, at the root chakra. The energy center at the tailbone of your spine, the base of your spine. Visualize that orangish reddish light, or you can visualize his form if you know what that looks like. Elephant head on a being who has a pot belly. And then he rides a mouse. You can feel energy moving through that whole lower chakra now as you're focusing. If your thoughts are coming and you're thinking too much or you feel energy in the brain, in the head area, bring your awareness down. Just allow it to float. So relax your face. Relax your body, your shoulders. You can even take a breath to allow that energy to bring your awareness and attention into the lower part of your body. It might pop up again, but just keep bringing it down until you finally settle there. Now, as this orangish-reddish light starts to swirl around, you might feel some heat or some expansion or this sensation of dissolving or flowing energy. And allow it to swirl down your legs. So, you know, through the pelvis, the buttocks, and down the legs, front and backs and sides of legs, inside, outside. Feel it moving through the hips, the hip joints, and the knees. Saturn represents the knees. So Saturn will heed to Ganesha, his energy, and straighten things out for you. Down into the ankles and into the feet and the toes. Feel that energy removing or dissolving some obstacles, blocks that come in the form of pain or aches, can be, or just maybe you have memories that are being released. You just take your time and feel Ganesha like a surgeon almost, working through the lower chakra in the subtle body that impacts your physical body. Do a mental scan, up and down. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. 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 Now feel the reddish-orange light or the sensation of heat or dissolving or expanding energy, releasing pain, releasing memories of the past. From the lower chakra, now allow the energy or attention or awareness to be focused back into the base of your spine. And then allow it to move into a very thin tube of light that arises from the base of the spine all the way up the spine. And on its way up, it pierces the sex center, the navel center, the heart center, the throat, and the mouth. The midbrain or the third eye center in the middle of your brain. And then it pierces the top of the skull and goes into the space. This thin tube of light is your antenna to your higher self. that goes into the space of all possibilities, miracle consciousness, all the deities, gods, goddesses, saints, sages, siddhas, divine beings, gurus, all those spiritually evolved beings beyond the physical limits of this world can give you the blessings. It can activate this sushumna, this thin tube of light within you, just by you paying attention to it. You don't have to have any thoughts about it. You don't have to have faith in it. You don't have to question it. Just put your attention to it. For the very first time, ask Anisha to take your attention and hold it there. Like a laser beam mind. Feel that activation from the base of your spine, piercing all the chakras, and now we'll light up the chakras with the sounds that are assigned to each of those chakras, starting at the base of the spine. Feel, receive, go deeper into the sound. Now move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Breathe, open, surrender the heart center, expand it with the sound. Move up to the throat, feel the throat, clear the throat. Receive the energy of the sound. Ma. Move up to the spot between your two eyebrows that corresponds to the middle of your brain, the connection there, activating it. Feel the midbrain breathing. The pineal gland is in the middle of the brain. It's breathing. It has a pulse of its own. Feel it. Bring your attention back down to the base of the spine. Feel the element of earth. Na. Feel connected to the earth and all its riches. So that as you walk in your life, every step you take is going to be filled with divinity, connected to the earth. You'll walk with God. You'll walk with grace. Experience it. Na, 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 na. move up to the navel, the belly button area, just around that chakra. Put your attention. Put your hand there if you don't feel it. It's a very secretive place where you can manifest. It's been held secretive across the board of all cultures, all religions. It's being revealed to you now what the secret is in the sound that activates this chakra to make you connect with the flow of water. Water flows as currency flows. Currency is our monetary system. Allow that to flow, that energy to flow, so that it is coming to you. You experience it. You feel it. Your gut feeling is, I'm in alignment with the flow of divine energy coming and activating the water element in me that will produce money flowing, all energy flowing, all good things and people flowing to me. Feel it in your gut. Ma. Ma is water. Ma. Ma is money. Ma. Ma is the Divine Mother who wants to give you everything. Ma. Ma is nourishing. Everything we take in and digest and absorb is through food and through speaking, goes into our gut. And we assimilate this. Ma. Bring nourishing thoughts into you, nourishing food, nourishing people in your lives, a nourishing situation in your workplace, simply through the sound, ma, 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 ma. Ma, 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 ma. Feel it as an expansive ocean of opportunities being available to you, and only those that are nourishing are going to resonate with you. In your gut. Ma, 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 leave it, come up to the heart center. Your heart's desires, your passions are driven by fire energy. The eternal flame is in the heart. Your desire to connect with the divine so that you walk hand in hand in every moment. Even if you have doubts or questions, the divine is there. Your heart will make you cry out to your higher self, the divine, with such fire energy. So it cooks you, cooks up your desires, heats you up, makes you to go after those things, knowing the divine is doing it all. She, 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 she. She, purifying your heart, purifying your desires, giving you energy and passion to go after what it is that you want in life. She, 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 she. Now let it go, go up to the throat. The throat is where the karma is. It prevents that she energy, that fire energy from going up even higher. So keep your attention focused on the throat and in the mouth. And like air, just float away all those thoughts that are keeping you stuck. The karmas that are stuck in the throat. With the sound va that helps to manifest. Va is the sound of the goddess. Va, 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 va. The sound va pushes your attention up into the middle of your brain. Your pineal gland is breathing. There's a pulse. There's pressure. There's expansion in the middle of your brain. The sound ya represents space. The akash. All the records of everything you've thought are in the akash. With the sound ya, you will pull only those thoughts that are going to help you to manifest a better reality than what you are currently experiencing. And that energy will guide you moving forward. Transmute it. Everything you've known about the past, with the sound ya, bringing the present now, energizing your goal. Ya, 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 ya. Ya, ya, ya. You're floating in space. That space is within you. It has the potency of pure divinity that will help you to manifest. Now that we're activated from head to toe, imagine Dr. Fly standing in front of you, beaming a laser beam of bright, white, golden light from his third eye, piercing your third eye. This beam is piercing your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows, and then going deeper into your brain, activating the middle of your brain, sending energy, divine blessings, removing negative thoughts like a surgeon would root out a disease, cut it out of you. Receive it. Feel the pressure sensation, the expansion in your midbrain. Maybe some of you have left the body. But keep bringing your attention and awareness to Dr. Pillai, beaming this light into your third eye. Ganesha's energy also resides in the thalamus, which is a part of your brain around the midbrain area. It's like a relay station. It accepts the blessings of Guru, the grace of Guru, and says, I will fulfill this requirement for this person. Remove the obstacles. Receive the sound and feel the pressure or sensation in your midbrain. See golden light or white light or blue light with gold around it or any light. Keep asking for light. If you see dark, ask for light. Receive it. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat, Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave. Receive the light. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Take it as a gift. Accept it. Pull it into you. Pull the light into you. Like you're so thirsty for it. You have to quench your thirst of this light. You have to feel full from your head to your toe of this light. Make your brain a sponge that soaks up this light, and then as it squeezes out, it pours it into the rest of your body. And then continuously absorbs more of the light and then showers the rest of the body. Feel that sensation. Imagine it. Experience it. It's real. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat, Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Keep receiving the light, beaming into your third eye. Your brain is a sponge, soaking it up. And then releasing it, squishing it, so that all the light gets poured like a shower in the rest of your body, all the way down from head to toe. This golden light is rooting out all darkness. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Experience the silence. Peace, peace, peace. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to the environment, peace, peace, peace. Can let go of the meditation. And on your way out, make an internal prayer to Dr. Pillai and Lord Ganesha for giving you an experience of going deeper and deeper and deeper into your higher self, your subtle body consciousness, that will bring in the energy to destroy all obstacles ahead of time. To Lord Shiva, who on this in and around the new moon can give you a deeper spiritual connection to your ancestor, to ancestors, to receive their blessings and also take them to higher realms. And help you progress on your spiritual path as well. So as you're slowly, slowly coming back to yourselves, you might feel a little spacey. That's natural. So take care of yourself. For those of you who need to go, you know, just don't do too much to get going and rushing around. Take care to have some water. If you need to, just relax, then rest. You should eat something if you're feeling lightheaded. And you have to go out and do things so you're alert. So please listen to the rest of the recording. I hope we can have it available with God's grace, Ganesha's grace, we can have it available.